My name is Eugene Tatum Sr. I live here in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, in Mount Airy. I was in the United States Marine Corps. Well, I stepped on a landmine in Vietnam. I had one day to go. I got hit on, I think it was the 18th, I was leaving the 19th. Both legs was damaged, all between my legs, all the way up, and my heart, I was hitting the heart there. You know, but through therapy and all, and the doctors did piece me back together, you know, I got to where I can get around. Well, when I first came home, I was in the hospital for 2.5 years at the Naval Hospital. I had a visit from a guy named John Rosette. He's passed away since, but he came to visit. And he said, have you ever played any sports? I said, yeah. He knew I did too. He was just asking me to see where I was at mentally. I said, yeah, I played in school. He said, well, would you like to participate in sports again? I'm in traction. Guys tell me about participating in sports. You know, that's kind of, what are you, crazy or something? You know, he said, no, would you come out and watch? I said, I'll come out and watch. I have nothing else to do. I'm sitting here. I'm locked in bed. So they can take me anywhere they want to take me. He said, well, then come out and watch. And they took me out to watch the guys play wheelchair ball. And when I seen that, my belief is that if you can do it, I can do it. You know, I said, well, look, I play. But I had to go all through therapy then. So now I had a reason to go to therapy, not just get out, but a reason to play ball now. And John stayed on me. He came up to visit me every day and gave me things to do, to exercise. And they had one course down there at the Navy Yard, a long strip that went up 45 degree angle up to the top. And if you could push your wheelchair all the way down and up that ramp, it was far. He said, you can come out on the floor. The chair I was in was about 65, 75 pounds. The chair was really big, it was high. It took me almost 2 weeks. Couldn't get up it. And this one day, I got 3/4 of the way up and I put my head down. I said, I'm getting up this thing. And I finally got up over it. And when I got up over it, I was allowed to go out to the gym with the fellas. Then they introduced me to these sport chairs. From that point on, working with them, my career took off because I got back in the pool and I started swimming. So then I was participating in track and field and swimming and basketball. Well, anytime I get down and out, I go work out. The gym is an out for me. Without the gym, I don't know what I would be or what I would do. But I'm able to express myself there and get everything out. When I come home, I feel much better, you know. But that's what sports do. You know, I wear myself out, I go back, I can deal with anything then. But if I don't go work out after a week or so, I get sick. I am moody to be around, you know. And I said, that's the whole thing. I have to go to the gym. And of course, you bump heads with your wife and all because she gets tired of you. You're always in the gym. That's the only place I can go where I feel good at, you know. And it's part of me anyway. It's part of my makeup. And I don't think I will ever stop doing it either. Every now and then, you do have those times when you look back and you say, why me? Why did it have to happen to me? You know, but then you stop and think about this. How about the guys that didn't make it who died? So at least you came home. And my thing was that there's a purpose for all of us coming home. Look, these young guys coming, what we're trying to do is give them what was not given to us. We approach them with everything. What do you need help with? Tell them where to go at. And like I always tell them, I might not be as quick to get to some point, or I might not be able to jump as high or run as fast, but I can still do those things just at a slower pace, that's all. Work it, make it, do it, make sense, harder, better, faster, stronger. Work it, harder, make it, better, do it, faster, make sense, stronger.